Good morning. My guest this morning is Dalton Riley from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, Dalton.
Good morning.
The Redwood Empire Food Bank is in the midst of its holiday explosion, I suppose you might call it. So we've asked you to come back in again to kind of underline what's needed by the food bank. And so maybe you can help us out with that. Give our listeners a little more specific opportunities to make decisions about making donations.
Yeah, well, we are full swing into our winter food and funds drive. It runs November, December, and January. And right now, just we have a lot of people, over 300 people, hosting food drives and collecting monetary donations for the Redwood Empire Food Bank. We've collected, as of now, over 90,000 pounds of food. That's not to say that we're done.
Right.
There's definitely a need year-round and even right now still to kind of get us through the year to feed everybody that's still in need.
Well, I remember you mentioned the last time we spoke that there was a real need for what might be called food of substance. That is, you're really discouraging people making donations of junk food.
Correct. Yes. So as a food bank, we really do pride ourselves in the fact that we are trying to distribute the most nourishing types of food. So when it comes to a food drive and we're looking for food items, we're not necessarily looking for top ramen or a cup of noodles. What we are looking for are those items of substance. So really high protein items like canned meats and canned tunas and peanut butter and dry beans, those kind of items that really can fill someone up.
It's occurred to me that people, particularly people living around here who certainly in past times might have been much more used to affluence than they are now. Are people embarrassed about asking you for help?
You know, I feel like there's definitely a spectrum of people that come to the food bank for help. The people that are in need, they understand that they're in need and they're willing to come for help. And there are those that are maybe a little more reluctant. People that might have been affluent at one point aren't necessarily in the same situation that they are in now. And we see that different spectrums as well that walk in through the door to come and receive food from us. But we're open. We're here for everyone, anyone that's in need.
We see the receptacles here, there, and everywhere from people who have volunteered to have receptacles to receive donations from the food bank. Do people tend to use those a lot? Do they go to them sort of as a matter of course while they shop at a food store or something of that sort?
Yeah, well, I'm glad that they're catching your attention. That's always a good thing. They're big, they're bright, they're orange, they're in your face, ready to collect those non-perishable food items. And they're in all of the grocery stores here in Sonoma County. In addition to that, we have local businesses, schools, even individuals that are just hosting barrels ready for people to donate their non-perishable food items into.
There's a lot of bad talk these days, and I won't mention who it comes from, about immigrants, about people who are in need. Do you meet that sort of thing in the work that you do, or is the atmosphere much more what you'd expect from Sonoma County, a friendly, open atmosphere to people who are in need?
Yeah, so we definitely tend to get more of those accepting Sonoma County individuals that walk through our doors and that are contributing to our organization. We have a huge supporter or a base of supporters that we're very fortunate to have. And when it comes to feeding all of those needy people, they really do step up to the plate to help make that difference.
Great. Dalton, thanks very much for coming in again and telling people about the work that you're doing and about the people who need that work. Let's tell them that the way to find out more about the Redwood Empire Food Bank and how to participate in helping their neighbors is by calling 523-7900 or online. It's REFB, Redwood Empire Food Bank. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.